So here I have a command line window open to an empty directory. We need to download some sample data, and that's the URL right there. We're going to save it into this directory. It's compressed, so we need to uncompress it. Now we're going to load these images into Slicer 3. I have a bookmark for the directory. First, we're going to load in the DWI image. And we're going to specify that the image origin be centered and hit apply. So it's been loaded in. We're going to do the same thing for the white matter mask. It's a label map. And also, we're going to load in the region of interest image, which specifies where we're going to seed the tractography. Now that we have these images loaded in, we're going to set the parameters in the stochastic tractography filter. The seed points label number is 2, and the maximum tract length is going to be 400. We just want to make sure this number is big enough so that it doesn't artificially constrain the length of our tracks. Now we want to specify where we're going to save these tracks, and we're going to save them in our working directory. And it doesn't matter what you call it, as long as you have .vtp as the ending extension, and hit apply. Now Slicer 3 has scheduled this job to run, and it's going to take a while before it starts running. So now it's running. Hopefully it doesn't take too long. And you can see the current progress, and it's done. So we have the tracks. Now we need to generate a connectivity image, connectivity map, using these tracks. The input tracks will be the tracks that we just specified. Namic01 tracks.vtp. And we're going to tell Slicer 3 to make a new image to hold our connectivity map, and hit apply. And similar to the stochastic tractography module, we're going to have to wait a bit for Slicer to run this thing. Now it's running, and it's done. So you can kind of see the singlet bundle in the lower right hand corner, but it's a really thin tract. And we're looking at it through slices, so it's kind of hard to visualize. So we're going to use Slicer 3's built-in volumetric rendering tool and specify that the source volume be our newly generated connectivity map. And there it is right there. So that's the singlet bundle, or a connectivity map, which shapes like the singlet bundle. Now, so that we have a better sense of where the tract is actually going, I'm going to try to pull up the DWI image and overlay it. And there it is right there. That's the left singlet bundle. You can play around with some of the settings inside this module. They can really improve the way you visualize the data. Keep in mind that this isn't an anatomical image, but rather it's just giving you the probability of connectivity of other voxels to the seed ROI by a fiber tract. Right now we're trying to save the generated connectivity map so that we can later use it for statistical analysis. And there it is right there. Dynamic 01 CMAP, and you can use it for further statistical analysis. And I hope this demo was useful, and I hope you find this tool useful. And thank you for your time. Bye.